Casey Miners joined with South Central Calhoun head coach Brian Case. And coach, you guys came off a big win last week. We were talking before we got started here. How have practices been this week for you guys?
Practice has been good. You know, I really thought that coming off of that victory last week against Southwest Valley that our kids took a step forward. I think we're playing a little bit with a little bit more confidence right now. Not necessarily cockiness, but I think our kids are seeing the possibilities out in front of them. They're practicing hard, and they're getting after it, and hopefully we take another step forward this week.
And you mentioned that you had a big win against Southwest Valley last week, 47-0. They were ranked third coming into that game. You guys go up on the road, beat them. Has it been hard refocusing the kids, getting them ready for Riverside coming up this week?
I don't think so. You know, I think that going down there and seeing the improvements that we made in every single phase with our special teams, offense and defense against Southwest Valley, it's just kind of given us a boost. You know, we came back and, you know, obviously, when they're preseason number three and you go down there and you take care of business the way we did, it's tough to kind of keep the kids grounded, but we definitely are doing that this week. I think our kids are focused. They understand that we have to get better and better each and every week in order to reach our goals by the end of the season.
You mentioned improvements that you saw from week one to week two. What were some of those improvements offensively and defensively you guys saw?
Yeah, defensively, I thought we were gang tackling a lot better. We weren't just planning on one person making the tackle and so forth, and a lot of other people standing around. We were actually getting to the ball as a group. Offensively, I thought we were maintaining our blocks an awful lot better than we did week one. Again, we didn't have a lot of guys that were standing around. They were actually going to the whistle. They were maintaining contact. When you maintain contact and the defenders can't get off, then usually good things are happening. You know, I think we ran the ball for over 300 yards. We threw the ball for another 200 yards last week. So up front, we were getting the job done through special teams. It was so much improved with our special teams from week one to week two, and that's exactly what we want to see moving forward each and every week.
And you mentioned that you ran the ball. I have an official 308 yards last week for you guys on the ground on only 39 carries and 206 through the air. Are you guys going to look to be a little more balanced going into this week, kind of like what you were against Pocahontas?
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. You know, when you have basically four running backs and you count your quarterback out there and they're pretty evenly split as far as the number of carries, the number of yards, it's tough for a defense to kind of pick out one guy that kind of try and stop. Same thing through the air. I mean, we're trying to spread the ball around. I mean, if there was just one receiver out there, then obviously people are going to try and double team those people. But when you're splitting it out to four or five receivers every single game, it's tough. It just puts a lot of pressure on the defense as far as what they need to do and how they're going to try and stop you. I think it balances defenses up a lot more, to be honest with you, rather than overloading the side here or there and taking one kid away.
As you mentioned, talking about you have four guys that you can really rely on in the backfield, do you think it's tough for people to game plan against, you know, Gavin, who can run the football, throw the football, but you also have guys like Brock, who's averaging over 11 yards a carry? Is it hard for defenses, you know, when you have somebody out in receiver like Keegan Sword, Gavin, and then Brock at all three levels, that it's hard to game plan against an offense for you guys, like for them to game plan against you guys on offense?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, that's kind of the thought process behind it. You know, when you're running full house T, it's more of that ground and pound type game. We can also throw play action passes off of that when we go to our spread stuff. Obviously, that's more of a passing set for us, going 3-by-1, 2-by-2, and so forth. But at the same time, we're able to run the football. So, again, I mean, when you have four running backs, including your quarterback, that can run the football, you have some speed guys in Zach and Brock, and you have Cole Higgins playing fullback that just is very methodical about how he goes about his business and jump cuts to get positive yards, and he's always falling forward, things like that. It just makes it more difficult on defenses. And like I said, I mean, I think that defenses really have to balance up against you, and they can't overplay one way or the other. They can't overload one side or the other, because we have the ability, I think, within our scheme to kind of to counter that. So we're always a team that's going to take what the defense gives us, and if people start overplaying one way or the other, then obviously we're going to take what they give us.
Looking at Riverside for you guys, on your defensive side of the ball, what were some things you guys need to do this week to kind of stop Riverside going into Friday night?
Yeah, I think that we're going to see more of the same type of offense that we just saw against Southwest Valley. I think that they're going to be there 2-by-2, 3-by-1. They're going to go some empty sets here and there, but their quarterback is very elusive. I think he's a better thrower than what we just saw against Southwest Valley. He's a very good runner as well. They got a tailback back there that he's not the biggest kid, but he's very elusive as well. So we're going to have to make sure that we can get to speed before speed can get started. We're going to have to make sure that we can get to the quarterback before he wants to throw the ball and make him deliver it before he wants to. We see on film that there's times that if he's under pressure, he just kind of throws things up as well. So it's a two-way street. I mean, we're going to definitely try and get in the backfield and disrupt some things right away. And if we can do that and he's throwing the ball up, hopefully we can get some interceptions out of that thing as well. But just same type of game plan as last week. We want to make sure that they're running in between the tackles and not getting out in space.
You mentioned that it was the same type of game plan as last week. Will we see the same thing offensively based off of what their defense shows you guys on film?
Yeah, no question. I mean, we're going to try and take again what they give us, but you know, we're going to try and go back into kind of our bread and butter stuff with a lot more full house tee or one receiver split this week, and just kind of run the ball as much as we possibly can that way. But we also have the capabilities of throwing the ball out there as well. I think we're going to see a 4-4 defense, which is exactly what we saw last week. So our kids are used to blocking that. They're going to align maybe just a little bit differently than what we saw last week. I think they're going to corners are going to come up and they're going to play a little press man. So we've got to be ready for that one as well. But again, I think that we have some decent receivers on the outside, decent speed. I think that we, you know, have some mismatches out there, to be honest with you. I think we have some kids that are, you know, 6'3 on the edges compared to their kids that are 5'8, 5'9 playing the corner. So hopefully we can take advantage of that as well.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you. And thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Casey. Appreciate it.